To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
US correspondent Dan Mitchinson is with us this evening. Kia ora, Dan.
Hey, Jack.
Congress has approved the debt ceiling deal.
Yeah, so we're not going to run out of money to pay our bills, at least not right now, which was the scenario possibly if nothing had gotten done by this Monday. So it passed by 63 to 36 votes, kind of sailed through the House of Representatives, went to the Senate. Now it's going to head to the president's desk. And I mean, this has been done, I think it was almost 100 times before to raise the debt ceiling limit over here to meet our spending commitments. But I think it's sort of politically, it's sort of like shooting yourself in the foot a little bit, though. You don't want to do it. You have to do it, though, because if we can't pay our bills, I mean, look what happens, not just to our economy, but to the worldwide economy. And now you've got fingers pointing at each other, or you will have as we go into our election next year, saying, well, we had to do this because of the Republicans. The Republicans are going to say, no, we had to do this because of Joe Biden and the Democrats.
What's interesting, isn't it? Because there were so many ways that this debt might have actually completely fallen off the rails, that this deal might have fallen off the rails. I mean, first of all, the Republicans had to meet, had to reach some sort of agreement with Democrats. Joe Biden had to sit down and reach an agreement. But not only that, within the Republican Party itself, given the structure of the Republicans in Congress at the moment, there was every possibility that actually the Republicans might tank this deal if they weren't happy with it as well.
Yeah, and I think there was a lot of give and take going back and forth. I mean, there was a lot going on about, you know, food stamp recipients on the Democratic side. There was defense spending on the Republican side, back and forth. There was COVID-19 relief funds for the Democrats again, too. So you're right. I think it's a Band-Aid because it'll allow us to borrow more money until the next presidential election in 2024. But, you know, as I've said before, this is just, you know, keep piling up the debt and it's just pushing it back. So it's not really a solution. It's just sort of, you know, stopping the bleeding a little bit for the time being.
Yeah. President Joe Biden has taken a pretty big tumble on stage.
He has. And this was at a graduation ceremony for the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado today. He was delivering the commencement address. He was shaking hands. He stepped away and he tripped over a sandbag. Now, I don't know who put that sandbag there. He was helped back up. He continued greeting people. You know, he kind of made a little joke at it, but he didn't really talk to reporters about it. Of course, somebody, Trump was speaking, Donald Trump, at a rally earlier today, and somebody in the crowd told him. And, you know, at first you thought, oh, what's he going to say? And he said, well, I hope the president wasn't hurt. But then he started making jokes and, you know, talked about his own experience going up and down the ramp and sort of made it, you know, all about him as he does. But the president is doing fine and it wasn't injured.
Yeah, I don't know. Watching the whole thing play out, it felt like he wasn't getting up on his own accord. And of course, he was quickly helped by Secret Security staff and, you know, by Secret Service staff. And, and people rushed to his aid, as you would expect. But he just, I don't know, it felt like he took a little moment there.
It was, and I think more than anything, it's just the perception again that you know, of his age, and it's just another one of those things. Even though we've seen that happen with, you know, former presidents Bush and Clinton and Trump, and as far back as you go, but it's just, this is another one of those nails in the coffin, so to speak, that you know, Republicans are going to hammer against Biden and use that footage over and over.
And a list of the most hated brands in America is out. So where is Twitter sitting?
Twitter is right at about number four.
Right.
Spirit Airlines is a few. I heard you talking about that. Just that made the list.
Yeah.
For
any of our listeners who haven't flown Spirit Airlines, can you just describe Spirit Airlines to us, Dan? Because it is very cheap. The price always seems it always seems like a good deal when you're buying the ticket, but it's only when you want to bring a bag on, or you know, or want to sit in a window seat, that all of a sudden you realize perhaps it wasn't quite such good value.
Right. You're right. You pay for everything. I mean, whether you want a blanket or you want a meal or you want a better seat, everything kind of ticks up, and they don't have the best reputation in the airline industry, to say the least. Fox is on the list, FTX, and topping the list this year is the Trump Organization. It was named the company with the worst public perception here in the U.S., and it's the only business on the list that we can see that has sort of very poor overall score with the lowest possible tier. And, you know, it beats, you know, Meta and like you say, Spirit and TikTok and Fox and everything else that's on that list.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's interesting. Hey, thank you so much, Dan. That is Dan Mitchison, U.S. correspondent with us this evening.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.